Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1518, air date November 4th, 2024.
In the Truth Freedom Health Movement, today we are excited to bring you a citizen discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from Tennessee and Kentucky. Welcome to all of our amazing participants, Matthew Stoneman, David Price, and Elizabeth Pickering. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms up movement powered by everyday working people from around the world. So let's just jump right into it. Let's get started with, Matthew Stoneman. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hey, Nick. Thanks, man. I am Matthew Stoneman. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm a landscaper and a father.
Nice.
I grew up here. I've lived here my whole life. So, yeah, just a regular working class citizen.
Yeah, that's great, man. And I live, you know, me and Matt, you know, we live close to, you know, just 25 minutes away. So I've gone to know Matt really well over the last year. So, yeah, thank you. That's a powerful introduction. Thanks. So moving right along. So Elizabeth Pickering, where are you from? And, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Elizabeth Pickering. I'm an RN / farmer. I have two farms. And so do a lot of hard work, a lot of long hours. And anyway, have been a part of the Warrior program for, I think, almost a year and a half, and just appreciate this opportunity.
Yes. Great. Thanks for the introduction. And yes, you have given me some of your, watermelon? When last time we met, some watermelons and some cucumbers from your farm. So Elizabeth, you're a very generous woman. And yeah, thanks for the introduction. So moving along to David Price, share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from.
I'm David Price. I live in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'm a service technician. I repair and service commercial barbecue pits in Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Alabama. So I travel around a bit, lived mostly in Tennessee all my life with a couple of brief stints outside in Texas and in Venezuela back in the mid-80s. Lived in Nashville, was born in West Tennessee around Humboldt, and farmed as a young man, and now as 62, I'm doing other things, trying to slow down my physical activity a little bit.
Yeah, I remember you telling me you lived in Venezuela. You speak a little Spanish too, right?
Had to learn it a little bit. I only had 5 words when I arrived. I don't know how many I have now. I have to sort of isolate myself from English to start remembering it.
Well, nice. And thanks for your introduction, David. I guess, you know, for my journey, you know, where I'm from, I live in Nashville, Tennessee right now, but I actually grew up in New Jersey, just like Dr. Shiva. And, you know, moved to Nashville in March of 2023. I'm an electrician. I work on fire alarm systems. That's what I specialize in. And that's, you know, so I've been here for a little over a year now. And so that's a little background for me. So next question. How'd you first get involved with the Truth Freedom Health Movement? What motivates you to join and why you are part of this? I guess we'll go back to Matt to lead it off from the top. Matt, can you answer that?
Yeah, man. So I was introduced to a video called Shatter the Swarm through a friend. I was talking some rhetoric about somebody else and they were like, hold up, you've got to check out this video before you start going off this deep. And this is about a year ago. So I go watch the Shatter the Swarm video and I'm always thirsty for knowledge. I'm thirsty for the truth. I enjoy my freedoms. I love taking care of my body and health. So when I found this video, Shatter the Swarm, it just blew my mind wide open that, wow, somebody put this together so perfectly, eloquently, and describes many different parts, and they're all interconnectedness. So at that point, I was sold. And then I watched a video with Dr. Shiva talking about permaculture and encouraging the idea of clean and organic food. I'm hooked. And so I went through the Warrior Scholar program and learned an intense amount of knowledge about what is a system. Everyone says the system is corrupt, but what is a system? So I've been so blessed and fortunate to have gone to these town hall meetings, meeting people. I've met people that have traveled to Nashville. We've gone to Kentucky. When we were in Kentucky collecting signatures, it was so fun, so consciously elevating. And we met somebody in the parking lot with the same car, had a Dr. Shiva sticker, was already passing out flyers on his own. So it is something that is unifying truly, and not something we just pontificate, which is a word I learned from Dr. Shiva, to just talk about it in an annoying way. We're actually, you know, part of a solution. So I could go on about this for a long time, but my path started with Shatter the Swarm, watching these videos, educating myself, becoming a Warrior Scholar, learning about systems, and now participating and jumping in the arena, not just watching from the sidelines. And it's been amazing. We put out 20,000 cards. So what an awesome journey. So thanks for taking my question, my answer there, Nick.
Yeah, this is inspiring, Matt. Thank you for sharing your story. Elizabeth Pickering, how did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health Movement? What motivated you to join, and why you're a part of this?
Well, I started out actually seeing him on Facebook, just a little clip, and I became interested, especially from the healthcare aspect part of it in the beginning. And I learned how he was doing a systems approach, something that I could apply. And the way he taught it was, it's something that I can apply to everything, which includes, of course, politics. But one of the things, again, it's with health and it's with community. And that's the main thing that hit me, is community. And he is a strong proponent of a bottoms up, the people. And this is something I can do. So that's why I feel so strongly, is because in this world that we are in right now, sometimes we can feel a little helpless. But this, he has motivated me to be a part of something. And this is something that actually I can do and be a part of, and I feel like could actually make a difference. And so I started becoming involved with the Warrior program and of course, of all of his videos, watching all of those, and mostly just feeling like in my own community, I could make a difference. And in part of this program, I could actually make a difference. My voice would be heard.
That's great, Elizabeth. Yeah, that's, we have an actual movement here. It's not just, you know, Dr. Shiva talking online all day about exposing this, exposing that. We actually have everyday working people coming together and forming a community. And that's what this movement is about. And Elizabeth articulated that beautifully. So moving on to David Price, I'll ask you again, how did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you part of this?
Well, I had intersected with information from Dr. Shiva a number of times in the past, but it was the 2020 election, the general election, that got me focused on Dr. Shiva and the work he was doing. And within a month, I decided that he was the only person that I thought on the planet that was doing anything effective about our free speech being taken away from us. And I wanted to be of help. Frankly, I thought the shooting would start. There was a lot of people upset about that election, and I was one of them. And Dr. Shiva offered something that I thought was effective, and that was to be able to communicate with people and to infect them with this desire, as Matt articulated, for information, for understanding about what's going on, because many people were asking, what's going on? They didn't understand the situation. It seemed like the law books had been thrown out the window. Law and order, certainly for the whole previous year, had been largely ignored. And so I began to attend the Foundation of Systems course. And that was back before when he did it live every Thursday. Or actually, I believe it went to Mondays at one point and became every Monday. And 2021, through the period of the lawsuit against the state of Massachusetts and Twitter, is really where I got involved and was intensely interested, because I cared about my future and the future of the people around me. And this was the only place that I was getting what I felt like was truthful information about what was going on and how we might be able to help ourselves. So that's why I'm here today.
That's inspiring. That's great, David. Thank you for sharing your story. And for me, how I first got involved, I remember watching Dr. Shiva do an interview last year, exposing, you know, I think the first person he was exposing was Vivek. And I was, you know, a fan of Vivek at the time. I, you know, he was speaking a lot of anti-establishment rhetoric, like, you know, getting rid of the Fed and all this stuff. And he was, you know, exposing him how, you know, he sold a fake drug and all this stuff. And then he also exposed Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and how all these people are just, you know, they're just talking heads. They, you know, like Joe Rogan actually follows Dr. Shiva, but he won't have him on his podcast. And I seen all this stuff, RFK, and he was exposing all these people who I thought were actually, you know, fighting for everyday working people. And you know, it kind of blew my mind. And I'm like, wow, I really don't know what's going on. I have to, you know, had cognitive dissonance. I had to really, really evaluate, you know, what I knew. And then, you know, then I went to an open house and I found that there was, you know, the Warrior Scholar Program that educates on the science of systems, which is the science of everything. You would think, you know, the science of systems, you know, the science of everything, it would be everywhere, right? It would be in public schools, but it's not. And it's by design. You know, they don't want you to know this, you know, this powerful knowledge. And, you know, when you know the science of systems, what we, you know, teach you at, you know, what was taught to me was, you know, the not so obvious establishment, which is the biggest disturbance to our system. And they talk this anti-established rhetoric like Joe Rogan, Bernie Sanders, Tucker Carlson, and they just say this stuff and then they lead us right back into the establishment. And, you know, that was very enlightening to me. And, you know, once I learned that, you know, you won't get fooled anymore. And so now I'm in, you know, going through leadership training, because, you know, we have no leaders out here. They're all misleaders. And, you know, I'm just like, well, I guess I got to jump in and become a leader now, because, you know, everyone's being misled and I have to get in the arena now. So that's why I feel compelled to get involved. And, you know, because I actually care about everyday working person, because I'm just a regular working person, you know. So Donald Trump doesn't work for a living. None of these people work for a living. So we should, they're not even on our radar. They're not even in our peripheral, these people. So that's, you know, that's how I got involved. And that's why I'm going to keep getting involved, you know? So that's a little, that's, you know, that's my answer to that. And now moving on to the last question, we'll go to Matt. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. My current role is a volunteer, unpaid volunteer. We do this out of love. So we go do our regular jobs, we take care of our kids, and we get out here and get on the ground. And so I just participate, and we have very clear direction too. It's not like we're just told to go out there. We can share videos. You can go pass out these cards. You can collect signatures. There's actual ways that were tangible, that we're achieving a bigger goal and doing, isolating it into one part for us so we can actually participate and it fits in your schedule. So I'm a volunteer currently, and the accomplishments that we've made are incredible. We've overcome so many obstacles along the way of getting Dr. Shiva on the ballot in Tennessee and in Kentucky. And so we, you know, I collected about 1,100 signatures in Kentucky. And Nick, you know, this guy right here was a superhero and very inspiring to me. So the community aspect that she was sharing there a minute ago is huge for me, because it is a lot more difficult to go out there on your own and just be on a lone island. But when you know you've got people in Florida going through the same thing, people in California, they're going through the same thing. We're all going through the same thing, and we're coming together every week and checking in with each other and doing our reports. But we've been kicked out of Kroger's. We've been kicked out of grocery stores. We've been kicked out the flea market, banned from here. Nick, you already know, like you got arrested. And so I had to witness all these different things. We actually feel it in our bones now, what it means to be a citizen and what it's like to see our rights being taken away and the freedoms that we have being taken away. So the accomplishments are, we got Dr. Shiva on the ballot in Kentucky. We got him on the ballot here in Tennessee. But they illegally took us off. So what do? We take it to the next step. We're plaintiffs on a lawsuit, pro se, taking it to them. So when we take our actions that we need to take, and we do it in their game, they mess up and they fumble. When they do the wrong thing, we uncover it. We uncover more stuff that is teaching the public and educating them on how they think we're just stupid. We're just going to make up laws. We're going to make up rules and just kick you off the ballot. No, we're exposing it. And so we're moving towards our goal of truth, freedom, and health every day. Every card that someone gets and they watch the Shatter the Swarm video, these are all accomplishments. And we never know. They're like little seeds being planted. We never know when they might turn into a beautiful coffee tree with coffee beans to give everybody a drink all around us. So all we do is win, 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 no matter what. The real victory is when we broke our consciousness away from this Republican, Democrat nonsense and serving the swarm, the power, profit, and control structure. So we are victorious. I feel like a winner. I feel like it doesn't matter what happens come the election. I know who I'm voting for, and that means we won. So lots of accomplishments, lots more to go. Thanks, Nick.
Wow, that's incredible. And just to piggyback on what Matt's saying, you know, it's about action. Action defines character. So that's what this movement is about. It's about actually getting involved and not just outsourcing your activism to people that don't give a fuck about you, to be quite frank with you, like Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. So what Maddox explained to you is that he did an action. He collected signatures or hand out flyers, pass out cards. He had an experience. His experience was, you know, getting kicked out of Kroger here, getting kicked out of another grocery store here. And we're witnessing in our face that, you know, the corruption, that we can't even collect signatures in front of a grocery store, which is our right. And from that experience raises our consciousness. So now Matt's consciousness has been raised. And, you know, that's the real win. Like Matt said, it's not about Dr. Shiva, you know, winning the presidency. It's about raising, you know, Matt's consciousness. Now that's a win right there. It's Elizabeth's consciousness being raised. It's David's consciousness being raised. That's a win. And to keep adding on that. So that's really, you know, that's the real victory. So thanks, Matt. And Elizabeth, now you know, what was your role in this movement? And can you name any accomplishments that you've done? And what have you made a difference?
Well, I did work with you a little bit, getting some signatures.
Yes, you did.
What I really like doing is I had the little business card size of Shiva for President, and I left those at my local businesses so that people could pick them up. And in the process, while I was there, of course, speaking to some, and these are people that I know, and was able to tell them a little bit about it, ask them to, you know, look at it for themselves. And so I did that and was able to, I feel like, get his name more well known, and they has also associated it with me. And I am also an elector for the state of Kentucky. So, and I've already voted, did that just as soon as possible. Just as soon as those doors opened, I was out voting for Dr. Shiva. And so I did do that, and mainly, and David, I have family in Sevierville, Tennessee, So I also have a few businesses that I put cards out there as well. So, yeah, it's just mainly getting out there and letting people know that you have more of a choice than trying to choose the lesser of two evils. You actually have this option. And I just don't think I like giving people another option.
Yeah. And again, to piggyback on what Elizabeth's saying, you know, she's an elector and she actually went out and collected signatures. She has more balls than any of these MAGA-tards out here. They're afraid to go out and just collect signatures. So she's more of a, she's a fighter in my book, and she is, you know, an elector, and she know, and you know, became an elector and collected signatures for us. So, which is amazing. So thanks again, Elizabeth. And David Price, what role do you have in this movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, I'm an elector here in the state of Tennessee, first congressional district. I'm a volunteer, pass out cards, flyers, but I'm more like an ambassador at large in that I travel so much. I put a big sign on my tailgate so everybody can see what I'm about, and tend to try to pass everybody and get stopped if I can for speeding so everybody can see. But so far, nobody wants to stop me for speeding. So we'll see after Election Day if it changes. I like to talk to people because I drive 500, 800 miles a day. A lot of days when I'm out working in the area, I fill up at gas pumps all over the area. I'm always passing out a card or a flyer, something like that, talking to somebody, something so that they will remember me and the message that I shared with them. It's interesting that Elizabeth says she has family businesses here in the area where I am. I was working in Louisville, Kentucky, and hired somebody to help me work. And they have a very interesting or unusual last name, comes from the old English. And I see now that one of their family members is an elector here in the state of Tennessee, because we interconnected through somebody I hired in Louisville 3 years ago. They got their family connected here in East Tennessee, and now one of them's an elector for us. I just find it very interesting, the science that Dr. Shiva teaches and how it is the reality of how things work in our world. It's just like light. It's not necessarily a straight beam. It has to pass through a lot of little things to get here so that we can see it. It just moves so fast, we can't tell it. As to my accomplishments, I'm sort of bashful. I think everybody that looks into the movement is an accomplishment. I find it very interesting that women seem to be the ones talking to their husbands and telling them, oh, you know, you pass by that sign every day. And, it just shows who's really paying attention to what's going on in the world. I think that's really all I have to say. Thanks.
Wow, that's great. And yeah, so David, you've been, you know, you're in the part of the movement before I, you know, came along. So, you know, there's a lot we can learn from you, David. So thanks for your dedication. And now for me, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, I was a leader for both Tennessee and Kentucky. And in Kentucky, obviously, you know, getting arrested and being thrown in jail and strip search, cavity search. And, you know, that's, this is, you know, what the swarm wants. They want to demoralize you. They want to, you know, what they would like to do is, you know, the fact that that happened to me, they would want me to just go home, you know, just be like, oh, this is too hard. You know, I'm going thrown into jail for this. I don't want to do this. I should just go home and just sit on the couch, play video games, or watch a Joe Rogan podcast. But, you know, that's not how I reacted. It made me more motivated. And since that day, I collected 3,000 signatures to help us get on the ballot in Kentucky. 3,000 signatures. And that's the type of fighting spirit that this movement brings out in people. And that's what we breed here at Truth Freedom Health. So we got on the ballot in Kentucky. People told me it was impossible. You can't do it. There's no way. Why are you even doing it? And, you know, well, we did it. What you mean? That's a win right there. We got on the ballot in Kentucky. And in Tennessee, we actually got all the qualifications, all the signatures, and they illegally threw us off the ballot. And now, like Matt was saying, we're representing ourselves pro se in court. And we're not doing it with a lawyer because everyone knows the lawyers are just enemies of the people. They work for the state to fuck over their clients. That's just the reality. So, you know, lawyers and politicians have never changed anything in this country. It's been from bottoms up movements made by working people for infrastructure, the child labor laws, and the 40-hour work week. So that's what we're doing here at Truth Freedom Health. So, you know, and, you know, ain't stopping me. These people ain't stop. I'm not afraid of these people, you know. There's a small, you know, a minuscule amount of people. There's 99% of us and 0.0001% of them. We have a strength in numbers. All we have to do is just raise someone's consciousness one by one by one, and it's over for these people. The cat's out the bag. It's just a matter of time. So if you live in Tennessee or Kentucky, come join a movement and you'll be part of a great group of people like that are on this call. So come on. I mean, it's not just Dr. Shiva out here. If they come for Dr. Shiva, they have to come for all of us. So in closing, thank you to all our warrior scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring others today. And thank you everyone for supporting Shiva for President to take the next steps. Visit, you know, shivaforpresident.com. Go to Shatter the Sworn to find out how the few control the many. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. We offer 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that control you. Become to take the Warrior Scholar Program, learn how to fight. This is where you learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead. Join our town hall. Every Thursday, we host a town hall orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva personally. Get your country's card. Head to shivaforpresident.com to get a card in your language that represents your country. Together, we will continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being part of this conversation. Let's fight. Keep on fighting for the better future. Be the light. Thanks.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods, who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you,
the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.